When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So these Godzilla movies, I don't know if you notice this, but they follow a pattern. So you'll start out with something good, you know, like the original Godzilla, or, you know, a reboot, you know, some reimagining or something. You know, they'll start out with a new Godzilla movie, and man, you'll get about a good two or three of them out of that. That's fine. Now you notice that they. Just not as good as what they started, but you know, they're all right. Mm-hmm. And then you'll hit one where they just lost their goddamn mind. It's like, what the fuck? We were just over here. What the hell? Y'all knew, you know what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
Japan was putting out a lot of good Godzilla movies. Then America said, hey, let me get some of that. No, it don't, unless that size is a giant pile of bullshit.
It's best to just not think of that as a Godzilla movie, which is easy to do since it looks nothing like Godzilla.
Yeah, at all. I'm even in Japan. Japan usually don't care what we do with some of that stuff, but they looked at that and said, how dare you? what the fuck? I mean, come on.
What did we do to you? You dropped a bomb on us, and that wasn't as bad as what you just did.
That Godzilla movie was that Good Times trailer. I'm offended what you did. Well, now we have a new Godzilla movie, and this one has... Y'all have seen... You've seen the images over here. You got King Kong wearing a power glove, running with a pink Godzilla. And so you're probably saying, yep, we've reached that point. But hey, you never know. You never know.
Come on. A buddy movie with King Kong as Godzilla. That's what everything's been leading to. That's what you guys said you want. They only did it because that's what you said you wanted.
And they did in the last movie. And hey, the last movie was a critical and financial success. So you never know. You never know. And besides, Martin, hasn't America learned from their lessons right here?
That will never happen again.
Never again. That's the 9/11 of Godzilla right there. Never again. So let's go ahead and take a look at this latest addition to the new American series of Godzilla movies that we've been getting, which have all been, again, pretty critically successful as well as financially successful. All been getting better financially. Let's take a look at that. I mean, surely it has to keep the winning streak along. Let's go ahead and take a look, and we'll be back with our review.
For most of human civilization, we believed that life could only exist on the surface of our planet. What else were we wrong about?
Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in?
This world has more secrets than we could possibly imagine.
Miracles, I guess. Still renew now and then.
Come on. I'm sorry. I know we're just trying to get through this part, but.
What? What is it?
There's no way the light plays in such a way to make that little thing look giant.
Oh, man, you don't know. If you put the light the right direction, maybe you had a spotlight back there.
You have to be carrying a spotlight.
Yeah, you had a spotlight back there for dramatic effect. Man, you don't know. See, I was trying to make a grand entrance.
Okay, sorry.
What is that?
That's not Kong. Who could have done this?
can't stop this on his own.
He won't be alone.
I think it's safe to say we've lost our goddamn minds. You are at your goddamn monkey ass mind. Boy, y'all saw that power glove right there and said, man, that's just dumb. Boy, you don't know the depths of dumbness that we have entered. Shit, it's like when they go to Hollow Earth, that's the level of dumbness that we are with this. This movie.
I didn't know where you were going to fall on this one.
Well, you probably still don't know, but I'll tell you, this movie, that glove is just one of many dumb things in this movie. Shit, by the time you done with this movie, you're going to feel like you've been slapped the shit out of that glove quite a few times. Oh, people. In other words, we have hit the Fast X of these movies, man. And I never thought I'd say it about a Godzilla movie, but we hit the Fast and Furious point with this. And I'm going to tell you, but listen, and you already know this about me.
You love these.
I know
these things.
For me, that is not a bad thing. Some of the time, you know what I mean? Just sometimes you look at this like, all right, come on now. But listen, I am going to be very much, I think, in the minority with this and with a certain minority, because I know that there's a certain group of people out there like me. When I say the minority, you're just those people who you're gonna like certain things about this because, you know. And but keep in mind, I'm not defending this. The script in this is terrible. I mean, the basic is that Godzilla and King Kong, you know, they weren't, you know, they're not friends.
Mm-mm.
You know, Godzilla is not gonna be the best man at King Kong's wedding. You know, it's no secret that they can't stand each other. All right, but as usual with these monster movies, there's something worse than both of them.
A common enemy.
A common enemy. This thing called the Scar King. You saw it in the trailer right here. There's my man right there, the Scar King. The Scar King got a secret monster weapon that he wants to. He found out that there's a hole leading up to the upper crust of Earth, and he's like, well, shit, after I get through beating all y'all's asses, because he's enslaved all the Kongs, right? After I get through whooping y'all's asses, well, what's to stop me from going up there and doing that to everybody else? So now it's up to Kong, Godzilla, and maybe another classic monster out there to save the day. Now, it should be that, but there's just a whole, you know, that's not enough. Well, you see, I got a whole box of dumb shit back here. What am I gonna do with this? It's just wasting away. Let me just go ahead. Can y'all just throw it in there for me real quick?
I suppose you could use some of it. Yeah, but I don't want to leave anything behind, so let's just use all of it.
Dump. Yeah, man, just back the truck up. Dump all that dumb shit over here, man. So the script is, now if it was that, it'd already be kind of B-movie crazy, but the script has a whole bunch of stuff in that makes it terrible, all right? And I'll tell you why in a little bit. But as far as being the goofier, sillier parts of this movie, that can actually be a nostalgic plus for people like myself. You know, because if you're like me, again, this is a throwback to those goofy Godzilla movies that we grew up with, yeah, you know, watching on cable
for sure
in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
That, I mean, it's exactly that. You know, this is the rubber suit, fake miniature set, silly special effects Godzilla. It's just just a bunch of dudes in rubber suits getting hit by cartoons, cartoon lasers and lightning, man. And you know, you also got to keep in mind that, see, I grew up in that period of the silly Godzilla, where Godzilla was too cool to just be a message about atomic bombs in Japan.
No, it wasn't no message.
No, not with us. No, they realized, like, oh, kids love monsters. Kids love watching, action figures beat the fuck out of each other. And so, and that's exactly what they did. I grew up in that period where they made a Godzilla toy that shot his hand off for no reason.
Yep.
Look, Godzilla!
Is he friend or foe? You can decide. Wow. Launch his claw. Imagine his breath is a blast of fire.
That tongue. There.
Yeah, I had that toy out. Man, that was one of my dream toys.
Oh, no. My neighbors from across the street, they had those Shogun Warriors and the Godzilla, and we used to make movies with those.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, Martin, this is exactly what this is. These are kids with their toys. You got a Godzilla, Shogun Warriors.
That's exactly what I thought. This is kids with action figures.
That's all it is. It's an action figure movie. You're taking your Godzilla toy, maybe you got a King Kong or another monkey toy and robots and all this kind of stuff. And logic be damned. Mm-hmm. You know, we just, no rules. We just doing whatever comes to our heads. Yeah. And that's exactly what they did with this right here. You know, I can see why Warner Brothers did not want to screen this for certain critics. I don't know. And at first I thought it's because the movie is terrible, and in some parts, you know, depending on who you are, it is. I think, you know, it's also because one movie came out and they're like, yeah, listen, you know, people gonna make comparisons, and we don't want to hear all that shit. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Godzilla Minus One, after winning critics over and the Academy Awards and everything, it's gonna look extra silly after this shit. So we're not gonna even bother. But I also heard that they did screen it for some critics, and they're like, we just gonna make money.
Yeah.
Well, that's all it is. We don't need certain markets like you.
Right.
You
know? Of course. Oh, you guys like art films? You ain't getting this.
Yeah, they know Austin, man. Listen, I wish I could have been a spokesperson for Austin. Man, bring that, fuck them. Bring it over here for me. But Austin is like, you know, Austin is one of those, we are more of a artsy community.
I mean, I wonder if they went through looking at who gave good reviews to Godzilla Minus One. Okay, none of them.
Yeah.
Anybody who said like, oh no, I thought it was boring. Ah, you get to go.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, listen, this movie has, this movie got a damn, a giant evil monkey, a giant ape riding a snow dinosaur, an ice dinosaur. That's a toy, all right? That is not a character, that's a toy.
I know. We got our giant gorilla with his fire lizard, and that giant gorilla with his ice lizard.
Yeah, you know, so. And you know, that is a toy. That's not really a movie anymore.
Which ninth grader's notebook did you see that drawn an ink pen in the margins of? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Shit, that's some shit that you, again, that's some shit you do with your toys at home. Uh-huh. I'm going to make this gorilla ride this damn dinosaur. So, he can shoot ice, but mine can shoot fire. Since when? Since today, bitch. Actually, I think I might be going just a little easier on this movie than I probably would usually, because not only my own biases of my inner child liking this, but at my screening today, tons of kids. Man.
Oh, yeah.
Tons of kids.
Yeah.
Some of them, I saw when they coming out, a couple of them wearing Godzilla t-shirts, and they were just, I wasn't even mad. They were having fun. I'm talking about like 11 and 12 year olds just in there talking, laughing, cheering. I was like, okay, man, you know, I don't know if the movie meant to do this, but it's for kids, man. Mm-hmm. This is a kids movie now, for better or for worse. I wish they could have kept up with some of the stuff they did in the early movies, but we saw this going down here like this anyway. So look, it's a kids movie. And I'm not even saying it's a bad thing.
I know it was going downhill, but I feel like this kind of fell off a cliff.
Yeah, they
I mean, it's one thing to go downhill, it's another to just drop.
There's another not give a fuck.
Yeah.
Because it's really just like,
there's a whole lot of not giving a fuck.
Anything goes here. Anything. I'll tell you, I'll start with the stuff that I did enjoy, because like I said, I think there's some things to like here. I wish they had played those things up a little bit more, But there's some things I enjoyed. I really enjoy that they still center on Kong. Now, the human characters in this don't come in there looking for any kind of depth with them or character. Kong, though, Kong continues to be the emotional core of the movie. And for good reason here. He's lonely because he's the only one of his species. And his species, somehow, I don't know how they know this, but he's sociable. They are a sociable species. So, you know, with no Kongs around, he's just walking around depressed just
right.
Beating the shit out of anything because he's mad and sad. And also he got a toothache and that makes him extra grumpy. And he just kind of give it up. He just kind of like, I don't know no more, man. Ain't nobody for me.
What is this life?
I'm so sad and lonely. Sad and lonely.
Flick.
No. Just gave up, boy. Yeah. Just tired of being alone.
The fight has been so long.
Yeah, you know, so I did like that with Kong, even though Kong can be a little bit of a dick sometimes, man. Both him and Godzilla are a couple of bullies. You know, to actually start with Godzilla. Godzilla, you know, because we used to talk about how he's a hero. He ain't no hero. He just don't give a fuck about us. In fact,
Godzilla is all about Godzilla.
He really is, man. 100%.
He's a narcissist.
100%. It's funny because the reason why he's a bully is because in this movie, I was like, man, why you doing this? That ain't right. He's just going around and tracking down other monsters just to beat their ass.
Yep.
And just to take what they got. Seriously, we always make this comparison, but he's Debo.
He's Debo, yeah.
Shit, my power pump.
Yeah.
Just tracking down these monsters, be like, man, I'm fucking ass. I ain't doing nothing to you. he ran to one monster. That monster was like, what did I do? And he's just going around just beating the shit out of other monsters, man, trying to take their powers. You know, you better not have something he wants because he'll beat your ass for it. And it's Godzilla's world, man. You know, if we just dealing with it. If he wants to sleep in a historical site,
yeah,
you better wake him up. Tourists better come back another day.
Hey, he's not supposed to be sleeping in the Coliseum. Well, you go tell him.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not telling him.
What y'all talking about back there?
Man, that was him. I was telling him, you cool with me.
Who said I can't sleep while I'm going to sleep? Yeah, this fool, he just wherever he goes, people just kind of like, he's asleep. Just leave him alone. He ain't bothering nobody right now.
And boy, he sleeps like he got a hangover.
He does. He's like, woo.
Yeah, when he wakes up, he's like, oh, man, that was rough last night.
Day of whooping ass, boy. I am tired. Yeah, man. Yeah, he's only a hero in that he defeats our enemy. But this movie shows that he don't care about us. We just don't have anything he wants. Or we haven't pissed him off yet. He's just a force of nature.
Yeah.
So they, you know, they really drive that home. So, you know, I kind of like that they did after, especially watching Godzilla Minus One. I still like heroic Godzilla, but I like that they took this turn with him because we already have one Titan that we're supposed to be cheering for,
sure.
Which is Kong. So, Kong is cool. I was telling you, I like him in the movie. You feel sorry for him. He is the emotional core of the movie. And he's a badass, but he's got his asshole side too. So that little one shows up.
Hey man, they were assholes to him first.
No, little, that's what I'm talking about. Little Diddy. So little Diddy Kong shows up. And what I like about, so little Diddy Kong shows up, and this little bastard, he shows up giving him the eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, help me. Can you find my mommy and daddy? He coming up there looking at him with these big eyes. He just to fuck with him. He can, runs up to him, tries to get some sympathy, and then bucks up to him like a little brat. Fuck! And I like this too.
I like that part a lot.
Oh, that part had me laughing because he looked at him and said, because little Diddy came up with his boys, had some bigger dudes, and that's why he was acting a fool. And Kong said, all right, you know what? You're going to learn to respect grown folks.
Yeah, that's true.
He picked his ass up, put him on like a boxing glove, and used him to beat the shit out of the bigger Kong. And then when he was done, tossed his ass down like a bowling ball. I'm like, God damn, man. I said, you know what? I don't blame you.
No, I respected Kong on that.
Yeah. That's a great part in the movie right there. I love that part. The biggest bully, though, is the Scar King. And he's a slave master, as I said. So much a slave master, he even got a whip with a blade at the end of it.
Right, right.
And
you know what? That was an efficient use of, making a whip out of a spinal column.
No, that was actually
a sharp one too. I was like, man, that's a great weapon right there.
Yeah, you can see it on his shoulder right there. He wears that, and like I said, he's gone and enslaved all these other Kongs, and he slaved them to do shit. I don't know. You know what they do? He enslaved them to just carry rocks.
Yeah.
Because that's what, you know, that's that movie thing. When the slaves ain't got nothing else to do, just carry rocks. That's hard work.
Yeah, no, I noticed that too. I was like, man, he's got them working to build what exactly?
Now, maybe I missed something. I don't know. I will say that. But I was like, what the fuck are they doing?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not a huge, listen, that's a big detail, but not compared to some of the other questions in the movie. That's all right. But yeah, I was just like.
Yeah, I know. There's so many other things going on. You're like, okay, let me put a pin in that because that's not the biggest issue happening here.
Yeah. You know, and I like because what's his name? Bone Dinger, Julian Emmendinger. He told me, he's like, you notice how the Scar King looks like the evil version of Lanky Kong.
I have no response there.
Okay, Martin, look at me. I was in Kong Godzilla.
I don't think that was you.
Hello, how you doing?
No, don't pull a Florida Joker started asking for money.
But I like how my man, I like in the movie, because I'm going to tell you that I will tell you a little bit. I have problems with some of the CG in this, but I will say I did like some of the mannerisms that they gave these characters when the Scar King first sees Kong, because Kong he brought there by little Diddy Kong. And of course, everybody like, who the fuck is this? And my man gets up. Because he's sitting in his throne and everything, and he's so lanky and long, and he gets up with this old asshole-type swagger. He even comes up like, who the fuck is this?
Yeah.
He said he had his head cut.
Yeah.
Who the fuck you supposed to be? He said, you think you can whoop my ass? And even like... And they even have him laugh like, y'all get this bitch over here. And everybody kissing his ass. Yeah, boss. Yeah. Yeah, boss, that bitch over there.
When they got the Fast and the Furious.
Beat me. Of course, they start fighting and everything. And he whoops his ass with that whip, which is actually a cool effect. But... I also like, you know, you talk about these characters going at each other. I really still like how much they nail home that Godzilla hates the fuck out of King Kong, man.
He sure does. Like, even when he's like, hey, man, I need to talk to you about something. I'm beating your ass. Like, God, dude, I just want to talk.
Yeah, fuck you. He's trying to get, he's like, hey, look, man, all our lives are at stake right now. He's trying to tell him, man, help me. He's like, bitch, I told you not to come around here no more.
Right.
Oh, I said I got to whoop your ass again. All right. Oh, shit. Yeah.
Can you listen for 2 seconds?
Come on, man.
He's like pointing at the... Wait, you need to go over here.
Yeah. Look, man, I don't want no shit, man. All right, come on, just help me. Just listen for a moment. Oh, no, bitch. No. I told you to come back up here.
He's like, please, just hear me out.
Well, shit, he remembers that ass whooping he got last time. Yeah. Oh, shit, not again. Oh, no. Yeah, you know, that was kind of cool, man. I really like that they have this grudge, this rivalry. You know, these two, just these creatures, just for no reason, just really hate each other, just over territory. When you're watching this, who were you thinking? Did you think Kong had a chance at that time?
Yeah.
You did?
Well, once he got his power glove.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He sure did. Man, that power glove.
That power glove.
That makes the difference.
Yeah, it gave him extra powers.
Yeah, man.
And it was able to defy physics in every possible way.
Yeah, this is the one where people probably, before, I know people saying, oh, Kong got this and he got his ass whooped, you know, but now he got that glove right there. Mm-hmm. I think people think he got an edge now. You see me? Although he looks like a bitch right now. Oh, come on, man. I just want to talk. Well, you can probably tell I'm going somewhere with this, sir. I know some people, they bet so much, they'd even bet on two CG creatures like this. Can Kong find, does he have the advantage now? Can I put some money down on him?
Kong is due.
Yeah, Kong is due. I don't think you can legally start betting on Kong and Godzilla.
I bet some people do.
But some people do. And hey, there's a service out there where they might start letting you do that. Although, maybe you can't bet on them. Probably soon, you can't bet on them, but you can bet on their movie and how it will perform in certain places. And that place is Kalshi. Now, here's the thing with Kalshi.
Spell that.
K-A-L-S-H-I. Okay. Not to be confused with the cereal.
Okay, yeah. Kalshi, yeah.
Kalshi.
Kalshi.
K-A-L-S-H-I. This platform, this service was created by two MIT engineers. And it is the first legal financial exchange in the U.S. where you can bet on any event, and including places like movie performances on Rotten Tomatoes, how those things will be scored. Mm. Like, if you want, I'll show you how this works. So this is basically like the New York Stock Exchange, you know, where, or the NASDAQ, but instead of investing in stocks, you can start investing, and this is the difference. You can start investing in things that you really know about. If you don't know about stocks, okay, mm-hmm. you know about sports, you know about movies. Mm-hmm. You know, we did this with the Oscars. You know about the Oscars. You think, you know, every year you've been winning those polls at the party.
Yeah.
Well, now put your money where your mouth is.
Okay. Okay.
And so, if you think you know about movies that well, you keep up with Rotten Tomatoes so much, then Kalshi is the place to be. So, the exchange has hundreds of thousands of users, and they've already seen more than $500 million in trading. So government ain't came after them yet.
Oh, well, right on.
So, you know, $500 million, you've been doing something wrong. They'd be on you by now.
That's true.
So here's how it works. So let me show you something here. So they do have different categories. I mean, they even have things like, they have Fed rates, but they have Taylor Swift, Tesla, AI. They get political, immigration, crypto, even TikTok. But we're talking about Rotten Tomatoes right here. So if you go over here, there is the Rotten Tomatoes category. You click it. And let's just say you want to start taking some bets on a movie like Godzilla X Kong. Well, they have it right here. Let's go ahead and click that and see what this looks like right here. Oh, look at that pretty flower right there. Oh, maybe my internet is slow. Let me see right here. Oh. You can just look at this flower all day. Huh. Just pop it up. I don't know why it's not popping up for me. Hopefully my internet is working. I hope y'all's site ain't down. Let me see here. Let me type in and see if my internet is actually working, because maybe y'all's site is down. Because it ain't showing me what I need to see. Oh, well, let me see. Let me see if there's another category that's working. Yeah, Kalshi, sorry. I might have to do this in post, because your site is not. Oh, there it is. There it is. Must have been a lot of betting going on. People just saw our clips right here. So, Godzilla, the new empire, and you're voting on the Rotten Tomatoes score. So as you can see here, people say that the score will be above 50, 88%, above 55, 40%, and above 69%. So, to buy in right here, let's say you want to buy 100 shares. You can go in at 89 cents. So if you want to go in at 100, 89 cents times 100, that is $89. So if you bet $89 right there, put it down and you win, you get $100. However, since you went all in, if you lose, you get nothing.
Oh, okay.
Hey, that's how betting goes.
Sure.
But hey, you know everything about movies. You know everything about Rotten Tomatoes. You're going to be all right. You can also sell your shares if you want to before the results come in. You know, if the share prices goes up, then you can make a profit. Maybe not 100% if you're just selling some of it. But hey, you didn't lose anything. So, people, again, if you think you know that much about movies to the point where you want to start betting and getting some money on that, and you are, you're pretty knowledgeable. I know our community out there. Then go into Kalshi, start testing some of that knowledge. And here's an incentive for you. Kalshi has something to get you started. If you go to kalshi.com/doubletoasted, the first 500 traders will get a $20 credit.
Woohoo!
And hey, that's enough to get started with. That's good. That's enough to get yourself some money right there. You're not using your money. You're using theirs. Again, that is kalshi.com/doubletoast. Let me spell it out for you. KALSHI.com/DOUBLETOASTED. You put that code in and the first 500 traders will get a $20 credit. I want to thank Kalshi for coming in, taking a bet with us, and sponsoring this portion of the show. And I want to thank all of you out there for all of your support. Hey, bet on you, you never go wrong. And let's get back into our discussion right here. So I was going to say that the CGI on some of these characters, I don't know. I didn't think it was some of it's good. Godzilla looks great, but Diddy Kong looks like a cartoon character.
Yes, he does.
And that fur, that's why Godzilla looks great because, I mean, you know, I don't think he has as much details when it comes to like something like fur, because the fur has to move on its own. Mm-hmm. And the fur just floats.
Yeah.
You know, like Muppet hair.
Yeah. 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 No, that's a thing I noticed is like, okay, you got a lot of CG because you got all these apes, but it seems to be bogging the machines down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck you.
But I do like I said, I do like the way that some of the characters are animated. Some of the mannerisms made me laugh. Man, it's not enough character for me to, in this movie, to get really mad at anything or root for somebody to, you know, to get their ass whooped. But the Scar King, he was a bitch sometimes. He kicked one dude in the lava, kicked one of his slaves in the lava. And I like the way the reaction was animated, because when he kicked him in the lava, little Diddy Kong, he's in the background like, oh, Lord.
You didn't have to do that.
Oh, I mean, he was over. Oh, no. When will it end?
Well, I like Diddy Kong because when the Scar King is doing stuff, especially when he's acting like he's cool, you can see Diddy Kong like, oh no, he's about to do something.
Yeah.
Like this little boy, he's seen too much.
He really has, man. He's traumatized.
Yeah, he's traumatized.
Yeah, because most of the time, like when even Kong was like, oh no, man, don't say nothing.
Yeah, yeah, yes. And Kong showing up, he's looking over like, oh no, yeah. Oh, what's gonna happen?
Oh,
I admit I kind of like the Scar King. He had just such a swagger to him. And he's one of the very few characters in this movie that has a personality.
Yeah. No, I love him too. Like I said, he came up there with that swagger and the coconut head.
Like, oh, all right. Oh, you think you bad, huh?
I mean, he looked
like supposed to beat my ass. Well, let's see about that.
Woof. Woof. And even they would fight sometimes, he'd be like, yeah, bitch. Yeah, he looked him up and down when he approached him.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah, man. I like that character, man. I like him a lot. Listen, it's a lot of dumb stuff in this movie, man. And a lot of it I had fun with. I really did. A lot of it I had fun with. But at some point, it's just too much dumb shit. You know, and I tell you why. Now, the problem for me with this, as you say, I enjoyed this probably more than the average person will, again, because of my own personal, you know, experiences growing up. But the problem with this is that, listen, this is a a giant monster beat him up. We don't need a whole lot of extra story in there.
Well, that's too fucking bad.
Because that's what you gonna get. Feed you. No, too much subplot. I don't need it. No, yeah, you do. There's so many subplots in here. And the problem with having so many subplots is that then they, when you put so many of them in, then they got to try to explain them all. And then they try to explain too much. And when you try to do that, then that's where they start getting stupid because they don't make any sense anymore. And then they just, you know, and it gets convoluted. Convoluted with nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, these stories ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
Nothing to do with nothing.
And, you know, and I'm going to tell you, man, they pushed it. They pushed it last time, man. In that last Godzilla movie, they were pushing it, trying to explain where we got this damn Mecha Godzilla.
Right.
But okay, cool. They still kind of more streamlined. You know, with this one, you know, I'm just thinking about it has me exhausted. So with this one, they throw in like a lost human tribe, you know, as a way to introduce another popular monster. So when they introduce this tribe, now we gotta.
Let me ask you something.
Was
that tribe this lost tribe in the jungle pops up? You didn't think about Madam Web?
I did.
That's the first thing I thought of. I was like, oh no, I've been on this ride before. Please let me off.
Oh hell yeah! I was like, we just had a movie where we had an unnecessary jungle tribe. I mean, now we got one here with underground pyramids and everything. Now, I don't know if this is better or worse. They actually do more with this than they did with, like, Madam Web. But, I mean, all they're doing is some old rip-off Indiana Jones shit, mm-hmm. going through these tribes, pushing, you know, always that little bit of brick sticking out. You push that and activate
it's
something.
It's always a thing when you pour liquid and it goes off in different streams. Yes. And that makes something happen.
Yes. Yeah, man. You know, again, we've seen this all before. You know, so we go through all these Indiana Jones tramps and temples, and they're just a bunch of nonsense. Stuff we've seen before. Like you said, always the water and the liquid and the little pattern. And, you know, it's so much stuff. And here's the big problem. It's so much stuff that they got to start, and it's nonsense. But then they got to start telling story in shortcuts. So now, like with these people right here, we can't go too much into their culture. The movie don't want to like invent another language for them, man, anything. So now how do they communicate? Through telepathic powers. People, do you hear what I'm saying? Underground pyramid having telepathic jungle tribe.
It means the writers don't have to write dialogue.
Exactly.
Nobody has this, we don't have to pay people to speak.
And we don't have to explain things. Uh-huh. You know, how did you know all this? They just told me in my mind.
Yeah.
They communicated with me with telepathy. The movie stops just to dump a whole lot of exposition the dumbest way.
Oh my God, there's so many info dumps in this.
They have.
As a matter of fact, two characters are just nothing but living info dumps.
One of them, Rebecca Hall.
Oh, I'm sorry, three.
Yes, because Rebecca Hall is the biggest one. She stops in this temple and starts reading hieroglyphics, telling us this whole story about the background of Kong and Godzilla and how that beef got started. And she's never seen these before.
Right.
And she's reading this shit like it's a modern day novel, man.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And I'm like, wow.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. There's no Rosetta Stone for this. They just met. They didn't know these people existed.
Yeah. And she's reading this like she's been there.
Uh-huh.
She's been there, you know, she's been going there for years.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I take back what I said. There are two info dump characters, her and Dan Stevens.
Yeah.
Whereas Brian Tyree Henry is just the, let me say out loud everything that's obvious that we're already looking at.
Oh, I listen. And where's your boy? Is he in here?
I mean, it's like, okay, I get the idea with you be the audience avatar, but you're saying stuff to us that we can actually see. And there's never a moment. It's like, do you have any thoughts you don't speak out loud?
Yeah, Brian Tyree Henry. Here he is in the background. I love Brian Tyree Henry. Not here.
I did until now. Now I'm questioning that.
I don't. Well, no, it's the character because.
I know it's the character.
The character. He's the character that babbles and screams a lot for a comedic effect. He's not really funny.
No.
But him, just having him just stutter and babble things randomly and then scream at it every time something jumps out, that's what he does.
Yeah.
That's all he does.
And it made me stop and go, there's no reason for this character to be here.
Yeah.
Even like the whole convoluted reason of bringing him along. I was like, That actually doesn't make any sense.
No,
look, I get that he was kind of, he had a little flair from the last movie. There's no reason to bring him along.
Yeah.
And he is contributing nothing. I really expected at some point Rebecca Hall to go like, hey, I'm sorry, can you just shut up for a second?
Push his ass off a cliff when nobody's looking. Yeah, because he lends nothing to this film. Dan Stevens, he's just there to, he's a vet that knows somehow how to work on giant monsters. They don't explain that.
Yeah, and he's somehow the Tony Stark who goes like, oh, I know what we need. I'll be right back.
Yo,
and comes back with some invention. Like, yeah, we've been working on this. Like,
yeah,
you ain't been working on this.
Well, that's another thing. They rush things so much in here that, boy, y'all thought that power glove was dumb by the look of it. Wait until you hear the story behind it.
Yeah,
which is no story.
No story.
So, I'm just going to tell you. So, Kong hurts his hand. If you see the movie, you'll see how. And they say, they see him. They're like, oh, damn, he's in bad shape, man. He ain't going to last with that, with just one hand. And Dan Stevens is like, well, what a coincidence. We just happen to be working on a giant power glove that fits on his right hand.
Yeah. And it's a perfect chance for us to show it. You know what? I'm going to just zip up real quick out of the hollow earth and bring it right back down,
boy.
I mean, I know it took us a long time to get down here, but I'm going to just zip right up there and bring it right back down.
I'll be right back.
And it's a prototype, but I'm pretty sure it's just going to fit him and work immediately.
Yes. Yes. Boy, what a coinky dink. We just have to be working on this. Y'all in luck. See, a lot of this stuff, they could have been using for character development, but we have, it's an overstuffed film with all these subplots and we don't need them.
Character development, how dare you?
I know, what am I asking for? What the hell is wrong with you? And then, my biggest peeve is just this whole thing, and I probably shouldn't ask this, or complain about this in a giant monster movie. But I mean, it's a Warner Brothers thing with me because they always are tearing up the city, man. Tearing up the city, killing all kind of people with no, you know, mention of them or anything. No mention about the this mass destruction and death that they're causing. No more historical sites. Shit, the pyramids are gone. You know, years of preservation gone in seconds. We ain't got nothing left.
I was impressed that they tore up Brazil but didn't bring down Christ the Redeemer. That's usually the target. Whenever they show any of these movies show Brazil, I was like, oh, that statue's gone.
Oh no. Oh, that's right, they didn't do it. I wish they had put a scene where Godzilla looked at him like,
right?
the cross thing. You know? I ain't messing with that. But no, I think it's a Warner Brothers thing, man, because I think my problem with Warner Brothers, when I see a Warner Brothers movie, at least, like, it's almost like there's a rule. They say, you know, the studio tells the director, we don't care. We don't care about consequences. Just, you know, it looks cool. Make it big. You know, we saw them do that with Superman, you know? You know, it's like, oh, come on, man. You know, it's like, so I'm just kind of, but at the same time, I will say it for me, it was kind of a badass fight at the end. You know, they're tearing up the city and I get tired of seeing that, but it is a cool fight. It's really Godzilla and Kong's comic book moment in there. So they will say it's that WWE moment. Mm-hmm. So I had fun watching it, but at the same time, I am tired of seeing that, but I don't know, man. You know, like I said, those moments kind of brought the kid out in me. Hey, listen, this script is bad because it's rushed so much. I did have fun with the intentionally silly parts. I mean, this movie knows at this point what, I mean, it's almost like, see, this one, it's a good and bad thing because these movies start out with ambition. You know, they start with character and story. And then somewhere along the way, a studio like Warner Brothers here just says, well, let's just give the people what they really want. You know, and they pull back on story. And then we saw it, you know, done with the Universal doing it with Fast and Furious. Mm-hmm. Let's just give them cars and races and, you know, stunts. Let's just give us, you know, more monsters, more effects, more fights, more destruction. And then that's kind of what happens with it. But some of it's silly and very self-aware. And this really is a kid's movie. And the kids that I was in the screening with were having fun. I cannot defend this against any harsh criticism out there. In fact, it probably deserves it. But for somebody like me, watching it on the big screen, it was a very low matinee. You know, for everybody else, I would have to say it's anywhere from a rental to a high rental. You know, because I think if you watch this at home, you know, it's a lot of fun, a lot more fun if you know, instead of having to go out somewhere. You know, it's not anything that's deep on character or story. So if you watch it on your big screen TV, then cool. Now, if you want to go watch it in IMAX, I do think that the, or if you had a kid, you have a kid that loves this kind of stuff, go watch it on the big screens because some of the big fights are very cool. But there you go. Personally, low matinee, very low matinee, but I'll give it a high rental for everybody else.
I forgot where I was going to jump in with this. You know what? The stuff with Kong and the other gorillas is fun. And the fight with King Kong and Godzilla, certainly toward the end and the big battle at the end.
Yeah.
You know, that's giving the people what they want. But I think three quarters of this movie is not giving you what you want. I mean, all that might be fun, but it's one of those where if you look at actual screen time, it doesn't take up that much. And what you're stuck with is mostly the stuff with the humans. And they call it a hollow earth, but it's hollow characters and a hollow script. And most of it doesn't really make sense. It's almost insulting. And and when I watched the trailer, I was like, all right, this looks like it was written by a 14-year-old. But watching the actual movie, I was like, this is written by a 14-year-old for his 9-year-old autistic brother who just plays with action figures and will never grow beyond that. It makes you sit through so much stuff that just makes you scratch your head or it hurt. And probably what makes me really down on this is that just watching, I was like, man, it just became clear to me that, and I couldn't put my finger on it before, but it's like, they have no ideas. They really have run out of ideas. This movie is mostly based on, look, we got these characters, we're gonna get them to fight. People wanna see them. We're gonna sell the Kong axe. We're gonna sell the power gloves. We're gonna sell Diddy Kong toys. We got a new kaiju we can sell. And everything about it is just so crass and thrown together. It just felt like such a cash grab. And, you know, I grew up with the movies too. And it's really playing on, you know, for people like you, playing on your nostalgia for little kids. And, you know, it's fine if the kids want something, but there's so much in there. So much of the oxygen is taken up by the adults who aren't saying anything. There's not a single plot line here that you don't see coming. There's no surprises. People start talking and, you know, you can almost say what they're going to say verbatim or the next story beat. You're like, oh, this is where this happens. I mean, I guess it's comfort food, but it's more like cotton candy. Like, you know, it's sugary and it's sweet, but at the end, you're not only not full, you got tooth decay. Some of the things they pull here, it's like, man, yeah, you just don't give a shit about any of us. You're just going to run through it. And it makes it, you know, at 2 hours, it makes it for, I won't say a painful experience. It's just exhausting. But fortunately, you do get the good stuff with Kong. So I can't completely get down on it because of those things it does deliver on. But there's so much else. And you go like, man, there's so much that could have been done. I mean, yes, we've had Godzilla Minus One, but also with the show Monarch, they've learned to do so much where they pay attention to the characters. And you can't say that those things aren't connected. I mean, I don't know if it's like a Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. MCU thing where, you know, they tried to act like they weren't, but then Nick Fury and Sif would show up and Agent Coulson and all that. And that was a case where, well, the movies are way better than the show. And this is the opposite, where the show is way better than the movies. And an interesting thing they do in the show is that when you're in the Hollow Earth, time moves differently. So you can be in the Hollow Earth for a couple of months and you come out, 25 mm-hmm. years have passed. Mm-hmm. So there's so much, they have so much in their sandbox they got to play with and they don't touch any of it. Yeah, I mean, I think if you just want to see these creatures fight, you know, sure. And man, if that's really, really all you want and you're willing to sit through all the extra nonsense to get to it, then God bless you, go for it. But when that's the only part and it's not the majority of what happens, I was just like, man, I just feel like this is some old bullshit. But I will go with a low rental just because of the parts that I mentioned, the Kong stuff that did kind of work. But I'm even afraid to do that because I think about Attack of the Clones, where I was like, well, man, that movie kind of sucked. But that part with Yoda fighting the last 20 minutes, that was cool. I could watch that again. And then I did have a chance to go back and watch that last 20 minutes. I was like, well, shit, that fight only lasted about 3 minutes. I was kind of wrong about that. Yeah, this is the lowest of low rentals to me.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess I enjoyed it a little bit more than you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I, like I said, you know, I'm probably a minority of people. You know, well, somebody said, damn, y'all, I like the movie. Don't say I'm a grumpy person. I like the movie. Like, why y'all always making us twins?
Well, I wasn't grumpy until I watched it.
No. And by the way, they're saying that was not Hollow Earth and Monarch. It was an in-between realm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't get that far. So
okay, okay, whatever.
yeah. So well, there y'all go. Y'all got kind of two different opinions. Mm. I mean, I'm definitely more positive than you are. But I mean,
I went in positive, and they do a lot of stuff with Kong at first. So I was like, man, you know, all this time thinking that they didn't want to show it because it was so bad. It ain't that. And then they spent on the humans for a long time. I was like, oh, shit. Yes,
yeah, it is. I mean, but I'm just saying, you know, I might like it better than you did, but you can both hear us say, this movie it's the dumbest out of all of them so far. So, well, that could be a good or bad thing for you out there. Just be well aware before you go in. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, y'all.